Plach, we have the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah, which means that when you make a dough, but you're planning to, you have a dough, and you're gonna bake the dough, and you're going to take some part of the dough to give to the Kohen. And you're not supposed to eat the dough unless you give part of it to the Kohen. That's the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. It has to be a big dough. Some say it has to be around 3 ounces, or maybe even, some say even 5 ounces to make a bracha. Pounds, not ounces. Around 3 pounds to be mechayev, 5 pounds to make a bracha, according to some. And then, but the thing is today, everyone, it's tame. So what do? I mean, you can't give it to the Kohen, because if it's tame, the Kohen can't eat challah that's tame. So we burn it. We burn the challah. But as the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you put it in the oven, if the challah is kodesh, like Rav Shechter pointed out and the Mishnah Berurah points out, it'll make the oven treif. So what we do is we take, as my wife told me before, she takes aluminum foil and she covers up the whole challah, and then she puts it in the toaster oven so it shouldn't become treif. When it comes to matzahs, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that if we have we don't make such a big dough by matzahs, as Rav Gutman has in a sefer, because if you can make such a big dough, you have to knead the dough. It could become chametz. So there, by matzah, what we do is, in other words, the halacha is you're supposed to take the preferably when it's dough. That's when you take the challah. But say you forgot and you baked it already. So then the halacha is you can take it even after it's baked. But that's not the preference. But when it comes to matzah, the post can point out you're supposed to bake it first. This way you won't be on chametz, and then you take the your mafrish afterwards. But and then even if it's not a big dough, if you put it in a sal, in a basket or a bag, then you can mitzarif in the bag as well. That's why some have the question by shalach manas. If you have shalach manas, some people, after they get the shalach manas, they put it all together in one big basket. That could become make a chi of challah. So there's some poskim that say that if you have in kavana not to mitzarif, then it won't be mitzarif. And my Talmud, Rav Yonis Entelechi, pointed out that in a question that when we make challah for Shabbos and we cover on by Kiddush, we cover it, that also could be mitzarif as well. So then you have a shayla that you can have a chi of challah. So Bez Hashem, these are important halachas of challah, and this is in this week's parsha. So we make sure that when we have a dough, and if it's big enough, we should be mafrish challah.